Some listeners may recognize that sound as the tornado-spinning Looney Tunes character Taz, the Tasmanian devil. These nocturnal marsupials do not really travel by whirlwind, but a recent discovery at the Toledo Zoo in Ohio proves they are animated in a different way. They glow.
They actually absorb high-energy light from the environment and then re-emit it, kind of like a reflection.
That's University of Kansas biologist Leo Smith. He usually studies fish and is an expert in biofluorescence. He says the devil's glowing eyes, ears, and eyebrows are a first for the species, but not a first for land mammals.
There were things before fishes that were shown to be fluorescent, but it's been fun to see it spread all over the place and find out that we've just been missing this phenomenon globally.
There have, for example, been fluorescent platypuses and possums. Smith says they tend to find fluorescence on parts of the mammal that go unseen, like their bellies.
It's not something that you can necessarily come up with a really good explanation for why it might be there or what could be an advantage. But in this case, that's what's so cool about the Tasmanian devil is that it's on the face, right? It's actually its ears and its eyebrows, and it's sort of very expressive.
Smith says the glow might be a way to attract mates, and the implications for this kind of discovery can go well beyond nature.
We've actually taken these molecules and done really important things with them.
Scientists have used biofluorescent proteins to track cancer cells. But no matter what the reason is for the devil's glow, we can all agree.
It makes an animal look cooler in the same way that like a black light makes a Grateful Dead poster look cool.
Biologist Leo Smith describing the phenomenon of biofluorescence in Tasmanian devils.